Good Wednesday morning from Marion, Kentucky. I hope all of you have the juice back on, but the last time I looked, it appears there are still a number of local folks who are without electricity. I know the crews are out doing all they can to get everyone back on. Pretty significant storm we had over the weekend. Crittenden County was one of the hardest hit, not only in the region, but across the country. I've seen some news reports where we had 3/4 of an inch of ice accumulated on trees and power lines, and that was the most around the area and even across the country based on some information I saw on a national newscast. According to information put out by the National Weather Service in Paducah yesterday, the freezing rain and ice accumulated mostly in southern Illinois and western Kentucky, and again Crittenden County being among the hardest hit. Southern Illinois was hit as well. Most of the area got a little less ice than we did here, you know, ranging from a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. Of course, that is equally damaging to trees and lines. Due to the cold weather and the lingering effects of that storm, most of the schools in the area have been out early this week. Now, if you enjoy this kind of weather and want to bundle up and get out, Friends of Land Between the Lakes is offering eagle viewing van tours every Saturday and Sunday starting at 1 p.m. through February 2nd. That event is hosted by the Woodlands Nature Station. These tours provide an incredible opportunity to observe bald eagles in their natural habitat down at Land Between the Lakes. You can get more information or make arrangements for reservations by going online or calling down to the nature station. That number is 270-924-2020.
Hello, this is Dr. Eric Kivisto. I'm a general surgeon at Crittenden Community Hospital. We provide procedures on an outpatient basis and short-term inpatient stay, such as cholecystectomy, colonoscopy, upper endoscopy, and hernia repair. We provide in-house diagnostics, and we pride ourselves in excellent care and convenient follow-up appointments. You can see us in the Marion office, where caring for community and getting you on the road to better health is our number one priority.
Now, I know many of you visit over in southern Illinois, just across the Ohio River. A lot of us take the ferry over there and see the interesting and historical sites. Well, Main Street Golconda is urgently seeking support to preserve the historic Sweetwater Saloon. It's a cornerstone of Polk County's history. It was built in 1887. The building partially collapsed last week, prompting the local leaders over there to cordon off the area to keep people back a safe distance. And it's also prompted local groups to put their heads together to try to find out a way to solve this and resurrect this old building. The Main Street Golconda took ownership of the building back a couple of years ago and has set forth to try to raise money to put it back together, if you will, and preserve the history there. It's a huge building right off of the Ohio River. I've been down there several times, enjoyed a lot of festivals over in southern Illinois. So if you're interested in being part of saving that, you can contact Main Street Golconda.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruse with the BP Cruse Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruse Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Something that Kentuckians need to know is that this new medical cannabis program conflicts with federal firearms laws. Federal rules enforced by the ATF prohibit gun ownership for anyone using marijuana, whether that be medical marijuana with a state-issued license or the illegal kind. What you need to know is marijuana remains a Schedule I drug under federal law, requiring users to disclose their usage on the ATF Form 4473. Most of us know that as an FFL gun ownership application. So when you're purchasing firearms, you have to fill those out. Affirming cannabis use disqualifies buyers, and lying on the form is a crime. Some of the states that have passed these medical cannabis laws are now lobbying for Congress to make some kind of change because it creates tough choice for cannabis use and Second Amendment rights, they say. Something I want to remind you of is the Crittenden Press is your local hub for news, sports, and printing solutions. We're more than just your trusted source for local news and sports. We're also your go-to partner for full-color black and white printing, tailored for both personal and commercial needs. We can print on just about anything and meet any need you have for printing, which includes booklets, letterhead, invitations, graphic design expertise. We can help you publish a book, and we provide some of the most affordable prices and personalized service in the area. Contact us at the Crittenden Press by stopping by our office just behind Five Star in Marion, or calling us at 965-3191. We currently have a great deal on business cards, so give us a shout today. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. If you're like me, you probably need a little cash after spending everything you had on Christmas. So it'd be a great time to look around the farm or the backyard and gather up all that junk scrap metal you've got and take it out to Marion Recycling Center. Well, the All-A Classic got underway last night at Rocket Arena as Crittenden County fell to defending small school second region champion Lyon County 90-30. The game was not close, not even from the beginning. The Rockets trailed 44-11 midway through the second period. Andrew Candelario led Crittenden County with 8 points. Crittenden County is eliminated from the tournament, and Lyon County will advance to Friday's semifinal round, which will be played at Dawson Springs. In the only other opening round game played last night, University Heights beat Heritage Christian and will advance to the semifinal round. More games will be played tonight as these teams try to juggle their schedules around missed school days and snow. Your Lady Rockets will be in action tonight at Rocket Arena in a game that was supposed to have been played on Monday. However, they will play tonight at 6 p.m. against Livingston Central. Crittenden County has won the last two All-A Classic championships in a row and three of the last four. They're likely headed to a championship showdown against Lyon County, one of the hottest teams in the second region. Lyon County beat Dawson Springs 68-24 in the All-A opener last night. Crittenden County will host the semifinals and finals of the All-A Classic Girls Tournament. The semifinals will be played at 6 p.m. and 7:30 on Thursday, and the championship game at 4 p.m. on Saturday at Rocket Arena. If the Lady Rockets can get past Livingston Central in tonight's opener, they will play the nightcap on Thursday in the semifinals. That will be around 7:30 p.m. The first game will feature Fort Campbell or Caldwell County against Lyon County's girls. That tips off at 6 p.m. In college hoops last night, number 10 Kentucky lost 82-69 at unranked Georgia, falling to 12-3 on the season. Georgia improved to 13-1. Travis Perry from over at Lyon County scored 2 points, and Lamont Butler led the way with 20 for Kentucky. In Local Outdoors, you have a couple more weekends. If you're a deer hunter or a turkey hunter, the archery season will end on January 20th. That's Monday, January 20th. That will be the end of deer and turkey season. We have one meeting to tell you about this morning. That will be Thursday night at Rocket Arena. The Crittenden County Board of Education will meet at 5:30 p.m. That's a wrap on today's news and sports. Bundle up, and we'll see you again Friday.